know a dream is like a river, ever changing as it flows, and the dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes.
Country singer Garth Brooks was born on this date in 1962 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Brooks got his start in music, singing in bars and clubs, while attending Oklahoma State University. In 1987, he moved to Nashville for the second time, his first attempt was unsuccessful, to try to make it in country music. With help from Bob Doyle, who came on board to manage Brooks along with Pam Lewis, Brooks was signed by Capitol Records. His early hits include If Tomorrow Never Comes and The Dance. Although sales of Brooks' self-titled debut album were strong, it would have been hard to predict the amazing success his releases have since achieved. His second effort, No Fences, sold more than 700,000 copies in its first 10 days on the market. His third, Rope in the Wind, racked in a record-breaking 4 million orders before its release and became the first album by a country singer to debut at number one on the Billboard pop charts. His 1998 release, Garth Brooks Double Live, sold more than 1 million copies in its first week of sales, breaking the previous record. Brooks startled many in 1999 by releasing In the Life of Chris Gaines, an album featuring Brooks as a fictional Australian grunge rocker. Panned by critics, the album had mediocre sales and was purportedly the soundtrack to an upcoming film about Gaines titled The Lamb. He rebounded from the setback by winning 3 American Music Awards in January of 2000, including Artist of the Decade, Favorite Male Country Artist, and Favorite Country Album. There's bound to be rough waters, and I know I'll take some falls. With the good Lord as my captain, I can make it through them all. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. The Arkansas State Normal School changed its name to Arkansas State Teachers College on this date in 1925. It eventually became the University of Central Arkansas. ASTC grew from 20 faculty members and 328 students in 1917 to 50 faculty members and 528 students in 1930. UCA has been one of Arkansas's leading institutions of higher education for more than 100 years. Beginning as a normal school or a teacher's training institution, with approximately 100 students in 1908, UCA has become a comprehensive PhD-granting institution with 11,444 students in the fall of 2010. Author Charles Dickens was born in England on this date in 1812. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.